So let's review. Amar shvisasi bi'ikarei, mahalach mimakim raglavadi ikarei alpayamama. The Mishnah had said that a traveler can designate the base of the tree within 2,000 amas of where he is, as his makim shvisa, and then walk all the way home if the tree is within 2,000 amas of his house. Amar Rava, v'hu d'chi rohot li'ikarei mati. This halacha can be utilized only if when he declared the base of the tree as his makim shvisa, there was enough time for him to run and get to the tree before Shabbos. When the Mishnah said v'chashchalai, it was getting dark, it just meant that he could not make it all the way home before dark, or that if he walked slowly, he could not make it to the tree before dark. Parenthetically, the Gemara tells a story where Rabbi told Rabbi Yosef to rely on him to make a specific palm tree their makim shvisa. And Rabbi cited a brisa quoting Rabbi Yosef as holding that somebody who does not know of a landmark can have somebody else who is aware of it to be kind of shvisa for him. However, the Gemara concludes that it was not Rabbi Yosef who said it, but Rabbi said it in his name so that Rabbi Yosef would accept it. Mishum, Rabbi Yosef nimuka imay. Since Rabbi Yosef always supported his opinions with solid reasoning and logic, and we therefore paskin like him. The next segment of the Mishnah taught that if he is not aware of a specific landmark or of this halacha, he is kind of shvisa where he is and will have the standard Tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amas in all directions. Hani apayim ama, heichin k'sivin. The source for 2,000 amas as the Tchum Shabbos is from the following series of Gezeirah Shabbos. We begin with the pasuk from which we learned Tchum Shabbos. Ayetze ish mim kaima b'yom hashvi, v'samti l'cha makam asher yonu shama, v'm yotze yotze haritzech es gavul ir meklatai asher yonu shama, u'matza oysa goyal adam mechutz l'gavul ir meklatai, u'madaisi mechutz l'iris pa'as kedma alpayim ba'ama. This last pasuk says to leave an uninhabited area of 2,000 amas around the Ari HaLevim, the cities of the Levim. We do not learn the Tchum to be 1,000 amas from the pasuk Mikir ha'ir v'chutz al elaf amah, which says to leave the first 1,000 amas outside the city uncultivated, whereas the second 1,000 amas may be cultivated but not inhabited, because the word chutz is slightly different than the word chutz mentioned regarding Tchum Shabbos. Although we don't always require the words of Gezeirah Shabbos to be identical, as in v'shavakoin and uvahakoin, which are not identical but share the same meaning. However, when we have two possibilities, we learn from an identical word rather than from the similar word, which is not identical. The Mishnah continued with a machlokes whether alpayim amah l'chol ruach. The tchum of 2,000 amas in each direction is measured agulois, divrei Reb Chanina ben Atignos, as a circle with a 2,000 amah radius, or v'chacham aimrim mirubois ketavla mirubas kedeshia nisker lezavias, square, as a square border of 4,000 amas on each side, so that he gains the corners. At first, the Gemara says that using the Ari HaLevim as a source for Alpayim Amo would indicate that it is measured as a square, because to describe each side, the pasuk uses the word pas, which also means the corners. However, the machlokes is based on the pasuk. Zeyeh lehem migrashi ha'arim. Reb Chanina ben Atignos interprets zeh as a miut to teach. Lezeh ata noisin peyos, v'yata noisin peyos l'shoif se Shabbos. Only Ari HaLevim are measured as a square, but Tchum Shabbos is not measured as a square. The Chacham interprets that to teach Kezeh Yiyu Kol Shoyf Se Shabbos. All measurements of Shabbos shall be like this, square. According to Rabbanan, that the Tchum is measured as a square, Rav Achba Yaakov points out that a person is only chayav for carrying 5.6 amas in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which would be the equivalent of the diagonal of a square of 4 amas. Similarly, Rav Papa said that an Iri is only Rosh Hashanah Yachid if it has a 4x4 tefach square. The Gemara now explains the final statement of the Mishnah. Amr Meir, Anu ein lanu elo ani. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad ani ve'echad asher. Rabbi Meir holds that the leniency of the Mishnah can only be utilized by an ani. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even an usher can take advantage of the leniency. The Gemara quotes a machlokes amayrom about which leniency the Tanoim disagree. First, for the purpose of this discussion, ani refers to a traveler who does not have enough food to leave at the makom shvisa. Usher refers to a person at home, where even a poor person has mazon shtei sudos, two meals worth of food to leave at the makom shvisa. Now, there are three ways one can be kohen shvisa: establish a residence for the purpose of a eruv tchumen, using the terminology of the Gemara on this daf. Bepas, he leaves food, not necessarily bread, in the amount of mazon shtei sudos, two meals at the makom shvisa. Mikaimi, literally my place. He is kohen shvisa by his presence at the makom shvisa at the onset of Shabbos during Bein HaShemashes. He does not leave any food. Makom Pliny, literally that place. He is in one place, and he declares that he wants to be Koine Shvisa at another specific, recognizable place. Now, certainly everyone can make an Erev Bepas by leaving food at the Makom Shvisa. Regarding Makoimi, making an Erev by one's presence, according to Rav Nachman, this is the case of the Machlekes Remei Rebbe Yehuda. Remei holds, only in Ashulai, only a traveler can do this, and not one who is home because Ike Erev Bepas. The primary method of making an Erev is with food. To be Koine Shvisa by one's presence is a Kula, a leniency only allowed for travelers. Rebbe Yehuda holds, Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher. Even one who is at home can go out there and be Koine Shvisa by his presence because Ike Erev Beregel. The primary method of making an Erev is by being there. Therefore, everybody can do that. Actually, making an Erev with food is the Kula, which was allowed so that one would not need to be there, Ol Beinash Mashas. According to Rav Chizda, there is no Machlekes Remei Rebbe Yehuda in this case. Both agree that Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher can be Koine Shvisa by his presence because Ike Erev Beregel. Regarding Malkum Pliny, making an Erev at another specific recognizable place, according to Rav Nachman, there is no Machlekes Remei Rebbe Yehuda in this case. Both agree Ani in Asher Lai. Only a traveler can do this, and not one who is at home because this dispensation was granted to travelers only. According to Rav Chizda, this is the case of the Machlekes Remei Rebbe Yehuda. Remeir holds Ani in Asher Lai. This dispensation was given to travelers only. Rebbe Yehuda holds Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher. Any person can sit at home and declare that he wants to be Koine Shvisa at another place. The Gemara supports Rav Nachman's version. Based on an explicit braisa and the understanding of the Mishnah on the following Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and indeed concludes that based on the guidelines mentioned on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, that Remei of Rebbe Yehuda, Halacha Rebbe Yehuda, we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda according to Rav Nachman that everyone can be Koine Shvisa by their presence, and only a traveler can be Koine Shvisa at another specific recognizable place.